You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I am relaxed, ready. After our long weekend, Tony, how about you?
And Tony Kornheiser, you do know we had a show yesterday, right? We had a show. Did you know that?
Oh, no, the Celtics and I took the day off.
Yeah, great. Worked you know, out very well. Yeah, worked
yeah,
out
Yeah, it did
great.
For me.
You didn't even watch.
For me, it worked out
didn't
okay.
Even watch. If I known you were taking that day off, I'd have taken it off, too. I Ooh. Didn't know. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NBA and Stanley Cup Finals are set. Aaron Judge has a huge night, and the architect of the Warriors leaves the team. But we begin today with the Miami Heat beating the Boston Celtics decisively last night in Game 7 in Boston to halt Boston's march into history and advance to the NBA Finals. Wilbon, what do you make of what you saw?
Tony, I was stunned, not by Miami winning, because we know this series was unpredictable from game one, from the start of the series with Miami winning two in Boston. But Boston just sort of shriveling up and dying again, which we had seen in game three. And I thought they hit rock bottom in that game. I'm sorry, in game four. And I didn't think that would happen again. And I know Jason Tatum got hurt early, sprained his ankle in the very first play of the game. But just Boston's either inability or unwillingness to acknowledge what is obvious to everybody who's ever shot a basketball. The long ball's not working tonight. Let's go to plan B. They appear to be, Tony, these individually, these guys are smart people. They are. I know them. I've been around them. But to play that dumb, to just shoot threes and miss them all and not have a plan B and not counter and not adjust and not say, let me get my butt to the basket. Tony, that got me. And, of course, Miami is just disciplined and well-coached, and they give you everything they've got all the hours of the day. It may not be good enough because they're not the most talented roster in the world.
Right.
But they give you what they've got and what they had in this series and led by Jimmy Butler. I'm so impressed with them. And at the same time, I'm looking at Boston going, what are you people doing? You're too good to do this again. You're not the Houston Rockets of a few years ago that missed 29 straight and kept shooting threes, except they were.
Yeah, so I've gotten everything wrong on this series. Before it began, I thought Boston was decisively the better team, and I thought they would win in about five games. I was wrong about
sure.
that. When Miami took the 3-0 lead, I was pretty confident they'd close out Boston in game six in Miami, and then last night, I was totally wired into the fact that Boston was going to win. So I got everything wrong. Boston stunk, and let me repeat that for the West Coast. They stunk. When you talk about threes, Mike, they shot 9 for 42. That's 21%. That is terrible. On the basis of the entire year this year, when they hit 15 or more threes, they won an alarmingly high percentage of the time.
Yeah.
They got 9. Jaylen Brown had 8 turnovers. 8. And he shot 8 for 23. They lost 3 of the 4 home games in Boston. A championship team doesn't do that. It's really, really bad. What was the other note I took?
Understand. It's a flawed team.
I understand that Jason Tatum got hurt, but where was the rest of the team? Mike, in a game 7 at home, 84 points is horrendously bad.
1980s.
I bought into the mythology that because it was Boston, because of the Yankees, because when they beat the Patriots, beat the Falcons, that they were going to win this game. This is a terrible loss. And now it's 0-151, and I'm not going down that rabbit hole again. I'm not.
Yeah. Tony, they're so seriously flawed. And I know what else you bought into. This is unspoken, but I'm going to mention it as we go out on the next story. You sat in Boston Garden in your life for a lot of games over a lot of years when you were covering basketball.
Yeah.
And the Celtics, they might have lost, but they never looked like that last
night,
did they?
Not like
no.
that. Why would you give Jaylen Brown $275 million? Exactly. Why would you do that?
$295 million. Don't cheat him by $20 million. Just saying. They got a lot of changes coming up to me, Tone, because that team is flawed. The Heat now advance to face the Nuggets in the NBA Finals, which start Thursday in Denver. Nikola Jokic's team has been sitting at home, at the crib, as Timmy Hardaway would say, since sweeping the Lakers last Monday night, 8 nights ago. For the Heat, Tyler Hero is expected back, most likely by Game 3. Tone, your initial thoughts on this matchup, Heat-Nuggets.
So my first thought is that this is for dyed-in-the-wool basketball fans and not casual basketball fans. I don't think they're going to start watching it. I think the ratings are going to be bad. I think that Denver is a very, very good team, and Miami is on a spectacular run in the playoffs. But there is a decided lack of glamour in this particular series. The best player out there, Nikola Jokic, may be the most unglamorous great player in the history of the NBA. Like, you expect him to just carry a lunch pail out there. He's just not glamorous.
Wow.
You've talked about that being in the fourth time zone, and most Americans think there's only three. Miami is an admirable team, but the body of Miami, take Jimmy Butler off this, great player.
Right.
The body of Miami is built around undrafted guys. Let's just read a couple of guys here. Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, they were not even drafted to this point. Mike, and I know you will agree with this. And Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. But the most glamorous person on Miami Heat is still Pat Riley. So I think it's going to take a game six or a game seven to build an audience for it.
Yes, yeah. Tony, I'm glad you mentioned Pat Riley. I'm trying to make my wardrobe suitable that if I walk into Pat Riley in a hallway somewhere, I might get a compliment. That's what I care most about in this matchup. Tone, you look, I'm not going to argue with any of the points you made. Nikola Jokic, who people will get an eyeful of if they haven't already. Like, maybe they just tuned in for the Lakers series and went, who is this big dude? Who is he?
Right.
Well, they're going to get more, Tony, because you look, Bam is Adebayo. He like that team. He comes to work. He's an admirable player. Tony, when he stands next to Jokic, it's going to look like you and me standing next to Jokic. Jokic is so much bigger than Bam. So Eric Spoelstra, who is a brilliant coach, he's got to come up with scheme, and people have to buy into it and kill themselves to even slow Jokic down and put him in the middle lane and keep him out the left lane. But, Tony, between that and what Denver's got, I'm intrigued by this because Miami's on such a roll, Tone. Maybe Cinderella doesn't come to pro sports. It doesn't.
No, God,
but maybe
God
they're
bless
that.
Them. They're an eight.
Yeah.
God bless them for being an eight. And I just think that the only thing you can do is you probably have to take Kevin Love and Adebayo and make Jokic into a sandwich, because if you leave him alone, he's going to get 15 assists every game.
He's
going to
crush you. Yeah.
He really is. We move now to hockey. If you think the basketball was a dud, which it was, the hockey was non-competitive. Las Vegas pounded Dallas in Dallas 6-0 to move into the Stanley Cup Final, where they will face the Florida Panthers, who have won 11 of their last 12 playoff games. Well, do you see the Panthers as Nuggets-like favorites or Heat-like overachievers?
Well, Tone, I don't want to call them overachievers because they just won a year ago the President's Trophy. So you can't say the underachievers. It's the same nucleus of players, largely the same team. And the Heat, by the way, yes, they're eight now, but they were one in the East last year, weren't they? They at least had the home court advantage over Boston because Game 7 was in Miami. So both those teams, my God, are people tired of the South Florida teams? People got tired of New England teams for a while. In South Florida, everybody from college teams, I mean, you know, the U in the tournament, and it goes on and on and on with the teams in South Florida. I'm not going to say that they're an underdog, Tony. I understand that, oh, my goodness, Vegas sitting right there in Vegas must be the betting favorite. But I'll take Florida in that matchup. I'll take the Panthers.
Yeah. So I'll get to Florida. I like Florida. I can't make Florida the favorites for this reason. Vegas is a one seed. All right, Florida is an eight. Well, Vegas is one. Vegas had 111 points in the regular season. Florida had 92 points. And Vegas, nobody stretched them to 7 in the playoffs so far.
That's true.
I believe they went 4-1, 4-2, 4-2. So to me, they are a favorite, but I like Florida because their run is amazing in the playoffs. They take out Boston, the best team ever. They take out Toronto, everybody's darling. They sweep Carolina, which had the second most points in the entire NHL in the regular season, and they improve each time. They go 4-3, 4-1, 4-0. And plus, you know, I am intrigued by this. I'm intrigued by the fact that Miami has a finalist in the basketball and in the hockey. I just want to, just a small note on the return of Captain Jamie Benn. In the last two games, he actually got on the ice. His team was outscored 10-0. So much for inspirational leadership.
Tony, let's take a break. Florida's had the best run, Tone. The Panthers have had the best run. Just beating Boston alone from being down 3-1. I mean, they're unbelievable.
Yes, they haven't lost since April 23rd. They haven't lost. It's 5 weeks. Coming up, will Nick Nurse, your boy, fit with the Sixers?
You know, that's a long way from Wrigley Field, but, you know, so was Doc. What's the word for Aaron Judge's big night at the plate and in the field?
In my ear, one loss since April 23rd.
One loss.
Just
like
one
13
loss.
13-1 or something like that.
I mean, come on. This is hockey.
I guess it's got to be maybe 12-1.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Burger King.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time to trade words with Will Bond. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Nick Nurse should be a blank coach for the 76ers.
So my word is quizzical. Like, I'm not saying Nick Nurse isn't a really good coach. He is a really good coach. I just wonder about the fit with the 76ers. What do we know about Nick Nurse? One is that he's a defensive-oriented coach. James Harden doesn't play any defense. Two is that he plays his starters a lot of minutes. Joel Embiid hasn't been healthy enough to play a lot of minutes. So, Mike, I wouldn't be surprised if James Harden says, get me out of here. I don't want to play for this guy. And I wouldn't be surprised if Joel Embiid doesn't find him a particularly sympathetic coach, because everybody else Embiid has had is just let Embiid do whatever he wants. I know he goes back a long way with your boy Daryl Morey, and I think he's a really good coach. But as I looked at the openings, I thought Milwaukee was the place where Nick Nurse would be best.
A lot of people did, Tony. I'm going to just use the very simple word proven, because he won a championship in Toronto, okay? So that's where we start. And I think he and Embiid will fit very well, because I think with veteran players like, Kawhi Leonard, who won a championship and was the lead dog on that team in Toronto in 19. Right. Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, Siakam. I mean, Nick Nurse was great with them, Tony, and Nurse is going to be great with the veteran team. I would not wish James Harden on my man, Nick Nurse. Longtime Cub fan, by the way. Guy who's used to going to Wrigley Field, so I have a soft spot for him additionally. I wouldn't have Harden. If I'm Nick Nurse, part of my grounds for employment would be to say, move Harden. And I know that's not the case, and they're likely maybe to even keep James Harden, but I think that Nick Nurse, who strategically and in terms of his bedside manner and all those things is rock solid, and you have to be to have been a championship head coach of recent vintage, which he is, I think proven, but Harden, that I'm like you, I'm going, I don't know.
Yeah. Next.
Aaron Judge had himself a blank game against the Mariners last night.
So I don't have a word. I have a series of numbers, 2022, because this was straight out of last year. He hit two home runs, and he reached over the fence, and he brought back a Seattle home run. He showed you how great he was in case somehow you had forgotten. Judge got off to a slow start. He only had, like, five home runs in April, but he now has 11 in May. He leads the American League with 17 home runs. In his last 15 games, these are eye-popping numbers. He's batting .393. He's got 11 home runs, and he's got 22 RBI, and he's raised his batting average 50 points. Nobody can get him out. And at 6'7", he can go over a wall and bring the ball back. He's that great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was his best play of the night. We're used to seeing him hit home runs, but we're also more accustomed than people might think to seeing him make great defensive plays, Tony. And at 200, and I'm told that he's listed at 280. Seriously?
It's really
big. So you're
big.
Telling me
really
that Aaron
big.
Judge and Nikola Jokic are about the same weight? I mean, this is hard to believe, but Aaron Judge, who's played some center field, talk about a great athlete, so my word is two-way. Two-way. I mean, he's a guy right. who can, you know, take your offense away. And it's interesting, Jimmy Butler, I'm going to make another cross comparison to the NBA, came into the league as that, as a defensive player, a grinder, a guy who gave you that. Now he can give you 40-plus in a playoff game. Aaron Judge, he does it at both ends, two-way.
Yeah, he is actually surprisingly athletic at his size. In
yes,
baseball.
He is.
He really is. That's the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Troy Aikman does not dismiss the idea of Tom Brady playing for the Raiders. Wow.
Can I? I'll dismiss it. How about that? Dismiss.
You can dismiss it. You're allowed to.
General manager Bob Myers walks away from the Dubs. What does that mean for him and for the four-time champs?
So he's your boy, right? You are always praising Myers. You like Myers a lot.
Yes. Yes, Bob done a great job. He drafted Draymond Green in the second round.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Interruption is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday, Harrison Barnes. Barnes is probably best known for his time on the Warriors, who drafted him in 2012, seventh overall out of North Carolina. Barnes was on the Warriors' first championship team, eventually left for Dallas on a four-year, $94 million contract. Barnes scored well there, 18.7 points per game, but Dallas traded him to Sacramento. Barnes started all 82 games this season, averaging 15 points and 4.5 rebounds on a team that made the playoffs for the first time in 17 years. Barnes was their Iron Man, their only player to play all 82. Now, after a solid season, the 6'8 forward is a free agent for the first time since 2016, and we will see if Sacramento wants to keep him.
All Barnes has been his whole career is perfectly reliable. Perfectly reliable. I don't know, maybe he'd look good in a green uniform out east if Sacramento doesn't want to keep him. But with Sacramento, with the first big step they made, they ought to want to keep Harrison Barnes, it seems to me.
Happy anniversary, Bert Blyleven. On this day 31 years ago, while pitching for the Angels, the 22-year veteran became the second pitcher ever to get a win in his teens and in his 40s. The other was Hall of Famer Herb Pennock. Eventually, Blyleven joined Pennock in Cooperstown. Since then, a third pitcher accomplished these wins, Mike Morgan, nicknamed the Nomad for having pitched for 12 different teams in his 25-year career. Blyleven won at 19 for the Twins and at 40 for the Angels. In all, Blyleven won 287 games, including a no-hitter for the Rangers. And he had winning starts, Mike, on World Series champions in Pittsburgh in 1979 and in Minnesota in 1987. He's fifth all-time in strikeouts, ninth all-time in shutouts.
Wow. Sneaky high on all those lists, Tony. Two things I'm always going to remember about Blyleven. Chris Berman's greatest nickname ever, without doubt. Bert B. Home Blyleven. Just a laugh right out loud the first time you heard it. And didn't he have, like, maybe the greatest curveball ever? I mean, his curveball
Uncle
was
Charlie,
talked
baby.
About. You know, yes, absolutely.
Total curveball. Happy trails, Bob Myers. Myers, 48, the architect of the Golden State Warriors' recent championship teams, is stepping down as general manager. The Warriors won four titles, reached the finals six times in Myers' 12 years there. Myers, who played basketball at UCLA, was as instrumental in the front office as Steve Kerr was on the bench, and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant were on the court. Reportedly, they're all quite close, and one wonders if Myers is the first domino to fall in what history may record as the dissolution of a great team.
Wow, Tony, look. Nobody, I think, would wind up shocked if he winds up going a few miles south down I-5 or whatever it is and winds up with the Clippers. I'm just saying, if that happened, we wouldn't be shocked. And Bob Myers is just great at what he does. Tony is sort of the opposite of Jerry Krause. Jerry Krause was great at what he did for the Bulls, and they had their last dance and even more successful, having produced all those championship teams, even two more, but not sort of close with the players in a fuzzy, warm way like Bob Myers and those Golden State players. Bob Myers, a lot of great work, including drafting Draymond Green in the second round. How about that?
Yeah. There are a lot of teams in basketball, a lot of teams in all sports, with a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent there. But you have to have the right executive and you have to have the right coach. I mean, the tree starts with the general manager and the coach. And it's what do those people do? Like, you talk about Miami. What do those people at the top of the tree do with the players that they have? And you look at the Warriors, four wins. You know, yes, Myers is part of it and Kerr is part of it,
Steve
right?
Kerr. Convinced, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kerr could have gone to the Knicks.
It worked out better where he is. We'll go to the big finish. Troy Aikman tells TMZ he would not rule out Tom Brady playing for the Raiders. I'm surprised by that. Are you surprised by that?
I don't know. It's just the worst news of the day that we could wind up on Brady duty, Golden Boy duty, about when he's going to come back. It's awful news. The Washington Capitals hired Spencer Carberry as their new head coach. Is that a good move?
I'd be more familiar if it was Cadbury, of course. He coached a couple of their minor league teams. He's inheriting a very old team, though. White Sox pitcher Liam Hendricks threw one inning in his return from battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your thoughts?
It was uplifting and heartwarming what took place on the south side of Chicago yesterday. The A's beat the Braves to snap Oakland's 11-game losing streak. You impressed with that?
Stunned. Stunned more than impressed. Atlanta's really good. Oakland's not. Last one, Breanna Stewart faces her old team in Seattle tonight. Who you got?
Stewie going back to face the team that she led to two championships. And now she's in New York with the Liberty, Tone. Promises to be an emotional evening.
We are out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Happy birthday, Jigsy.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
I want tomatoes and peppers for that birthday. I like them. He grows them great.
PTI.